Oh, that's nice. Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful girl named Snow White. She was called Snow White because her skin. I'm looking at her hair, I can't help myself. Her skin was white as snow. Isn't that right, Snow White?
Yeah, whatever.
But your hair isn't Snow White, like I said.
Yeah, well, dumb man. I mean, I've had this gig for like 75 years. You think anybody on the planet doesn't know my hair's black?
Well, it's a good contrast. Many considered Snow White the most beautiful woman in the area. And she was a happy person, singing her well-known theme song.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
No, that was Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. When you wish upon a star.
No, Pinocchio.
Yeah, Pinocchio, Mr. Big Nose. It's a small world after all.
Oh, please.
Well, look, what am I supposed to do? I'm like a woman in my 90s. I don't even have my own theme song. What am I supposed to do?
Why don't you make one up?
Oh, now you're talking. Hey there, sailor, can I have a lift? I'm Snow White, do you get my drift? I got a little job burnout, you guys, okay?
Well, maybe there's a reason we haven't heard that song before. Meanwhile, at the palace, a wicked queen, supremely confident in her own beauty, would approach her magic mirror.
Magic mirror, on my command, who is the fairest in the land?
The magic mirror tells you true, there is no one lovelier than you.
Thank you, just as I suspected.
But then one day, the queen asked the magic mirror again.
Magic mirror, on my command, who is the fairest in the land?
Queenie, I got news for you. Now, Snow White is lovelier than you.
Well, that's what I thought. What?
Snow White, she's lovelier.
Are you all right? Are your batteries low or something?
Look, I could have said Lonnie Anderson.
I need my huntsman. Where is my huntsman?
Right here, Your Majesty.
Huntsman, I have a job for you.
What? Hasn't my hunting been good enough for you? I mean, last week I shot 3 geese, 2 ducks, and a couple of raccoons.
Was it the tire treads on the raccoons that troubled you?
I want you to find Snow White and eliminate her.
Sure, whatever.
And bring her heart back as proof the deed was done.
Meanwhile, Snow White, a world-class runner, was doing a quick 5K in the woods when she ran right into the huntsman.
Oh, wow. Sorry, man. That really hurt, huh?
No, that's all right. Who are you?
I'm Snow... Hi, baby. I'm Madonna. Oh, all right. I'm Snow White.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What do you mean, uh-oh?
The queen is jealous of you and you're scheduled to be eliminated.
Oh, she's such a putz. Does this woman need therapy or what? I'm sick of all this violence.
Yeah, come to think of it.
Hey, man, what would Bob Dole say, huh?
Dole? Oh, he's my favorite. Tell you what I'll do. I'll kill that deer over there and take the heart back to the queen.
Cool, but hey, man, come here. Don't let any of them animal rights people see you, okay? I gotta live here after you leave.
So the huntsman did just that, and the queen was happy. And then asked the magic mirror,
now, who is the fairest of them all?
The magic mirror tells you true. Snow White is lovelier than you.
What? You have to be kidding.
She's living now in Forest Glen with 7 little men.
7? I know this is the 90s, but that's going too far.
Snow White, how did that happen that you hooked up with these 7 guys?
Oh, yeah, like I really want to tell this story for the zillionth time. Okay, well, I roamed the forest and I came upon this lovely cottage where they lived and I needed a place to hide out and they said, come on in, baby, do you drink beer?
Were they dwarfs?
Well, actually, they prefer to be referred to as vertically challenged.
Could you tell us about those 7 dwarfs?
Yeah, like I want to tell this story for the zillionth time, too. Well, it was early one morning when I saw the cottage and I began to sing my usual greeting, but I quickly realized something was amiss. Good morning, what I found is strange but true. Good morning to you. I'm puzzled, befuddled, what have I got myself into? Good gracious, it's a little people zoo. Why are seven little men all living in the woods? Their severely dysfunctional interpersonal relationships would do the Oprah show a lot of good. Each morning, at dawning, they march and sing hi-ho on cue. Sometimes I think they're all sniffing glue. Sleepy, sneezy, bashful, happy, dopey, grumpy doc. Get a clue and change your names. Are your brains the size of tater tots? I need a support group. A dose of Prozac would help too. Hey, honey, get funny. I'll sue you. So good morning, yeah, right. Good morning to you. I really gotta switch to decaf.
Meanwhile, back at the palace, when the queen learned that the huntsman blew it,
I'll just have to handle this myself.
And she dressed up as a witch, practiced her witch laugh, and headed for the cottage.
Hey, I told you I don't want you that aluminum siding, all right?
It is I, the friendly neighborhood witch. Selling apples. Here, try this one.
You ever heard of the Fruit of the Month Club, babe? Huh? All right, give me one of them stinky apples.
Little did she know, it was a poisoned apple.
Oh. No. Good night, thud.
When the seven dwarfs returned from work...
Hey, you know what? She's dead.
Yeah, what am I laughing about?
I feel like I lie down myself.
Yeah. I told you guys there was too much asbestos in the house.
So the dwarfs put her in a glass coffin so they could watch her. But just then, the prince arrives on his trusty steed.
Hello, what's this? The most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And she's in a glass coffin.
Yeah, and that are not doornail.
Those ruby lips. I wonder what would happen if I kissed her.
Little did the prince know the poisoned apple was still in her mouth.
Mmm. Tastes like a Harrelson.
Wow, you look a heck of a lot like Sid Hartman. Who are you?
My heavens, I awakened her. Usually I put them to sleep. Will you marry me?
Oh, somebody hand me one of them poison apples over there. Listen, babe, do you really expect me to live in the castle with your psycho queen mother?
No. My condo in Naples.
Cool, we're out of here.
And so they were married at Camp Snoopy and lived happily ever after, which is really unusual for royalty these days.